You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we have got Julia Musgrave, and it's lovely to have you in here this morning. You are doing your PhD in the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, and you're looking into the effects of diabetes on the heart. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you here. Tell us a wee bit about your research. So what specifically are you investigating about how diabetes and the heart kind of intersect?
Yeah, so you don't have to have a medical background to kind of be aware that diabetes and heart disease are pretty big problems in the world.
Yep.
And yeah, they're quite complicated when they kind of start mixing together. So we still have some lack of understanding about certain things. And my research is really focusing about what's happening down at the cell level. So inside your heart, you've got millions of these tiny little motors inside inside your cells, and they help make the contraction happen, that makes your heart beat and pumps blood around the body.
So obviously, if you've got some illness that affects that, that's a big deal,
yeah.
To put it lightly. But how do you work out what's actually going wrong with these cells? What kind of research do you have to do to find that out?
Yeah, so there's kind of two parts to the research. So the first part is that we perform experiments on these tiny little pieces of muscle that we get from patients undergoing open heart surgery at Auckland Hospital. And we actually have designed the device we do the test on ourselves. And
oh, wow.
Basically, it allows us to have a look at the contraction inside the cells, and we're measuring how strong and how fast those cells are able to contract, basically. And the second part of that, which is exciting to me as well, is using that data we're collecting to develop mathematical models that will tell us about the difference between people who do and don't have diabetes.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. So that modelling, I guess, helps you look at various scenarios or things that could be happening. What kind of stuff does that look like?
Yeah, so the cool thing about modelling, or one of the things you can use modelling for, is look at stuff that you can't really measure, right? So
yes.
We can't tell what your cells are doing in your heart right now. We can't tell what they do once you start exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, once we have the models, we have some understanding of how the physiology works, and we can put that data into the model, and then we can start doing things like simulating normal contraction under normal conditions, and then how that changes under exercise. And we can see, if there are deficiencies, maybe where they're actually coming from. So we can, help direct future treatments maybe.
Yeah, totally. So when you're actually collecting your samples,
mm-hmm.
Obviously you're taking it while someone's undergoing open heart surgery. That's a pretty full on process.
Yeah.
What does that actually look like for your research team? Does that mean you're in the operating theatre with people?
Yeah, so I did it for a bit. We get a call at a particular stage in the surgery, and we run over with a chili bin under the tunnel on the way to the hospital.
Nice.
We hang out in a corner of the operating room trying not to get in the way, and there's a point where they are kind of stitching stuff up and cutting a little bit of the heart as part of the surgery, and they'll plop us a little piece of heart in
the sample,
and then I say thank you very much and run back.
So I imagine the turnaround has to be quite quick to make sure that that's still a useful sample for you.
Yeah, we have a pretty good system. We basically put it in a solution that's very similar to blood, and we also take little balloons that are full of oxygen so
cool.
that we keep the sample kind of oxygenated on the way. So it takes usually about maybe just under 10 minutes to get back to the medical school, but it does survive pretty well, and the muscle is still alive
amazing.
We get it back. Yeah.
So obviously you're also then comparing it against quote unquote healthy hearts, or hearts that you don't know have any issues necessarily going on in it. How big do your sample sizes have to be to know you've got reliable data, basically?
What a great tricky stats question. We I mean, basically, you do the analysis, and it depends how variable the results are. They are pretty variable, so the more numbers, the better. But we can start to see what are quote-unquote significant differences with maybe 10 patients in each group. That's kind of the starting point. Obviously, the bigger the study, the more exciting the data is and the more you can do with it. But for now, I'm just working on 10 of each, and we'll see how we go from there.
That's awesome. So further down the track, when you're looking at ways that this research could be applied, what are some of the things you anticipate might be possible outcomes from this?
I think I mentioned, directing courses of treatment. So the other thing that's great with mathematical models is that you can test stuff that you don't want to test or you can't test.
Yes.
The COVID example is great. We did not have 100 New Zealands to test the effect of different things. So we used mathematical models to see what the different outcomes would look like. So you can apply the same logic with maybe if you've got 50 different treatments you're interested in, different doses, different combinations, you can try those all out on your model and figure out what's going to work best. And then there's also the option, maybe if we get a little bit more information, like a scan of your heart, we can actually personalize a model to your heart specifically.
Oh, wow.
And we can see what treatment's going to work best for you. That's kind of the exciting direction that modeling's going.
That is such an exciting direction. Thank you so much, Julia, for coming in to speak about your research this morning. It's been very interesting. Best of luck with the rest of it.
Thanks so much. It was my pleasure.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.